Okay, great. And our last speaker rounding out our session today on health is nutrition is Dr. Stacey Tenenbaum. Dr. Tenenbaum is a recent graduate of the Florida International University Robert Stemple College of Social Work and Public Health. She specializes in nutrition, epidemiology, and public health. She's currently an associate scientist in the Department of Epidemiology and Public Health at the University of Miami School of Medicine. Today she'll be presenting to us on a topic called heart-healthy nutrition intake and cardiovascular fitness in the workplace. Please join me in welcoming to the podium a good colleague, Dr. Tenenbaum.
Thank you, Alberto. Good afternoon. My research is entitled Heart Healthy Nutrient Intake and Cardiovascular Fitness in the Workplace. I have no financial relationships to disclose. So I'll just give you a little background on my topic. As public health and healthcare professionals, we know that by decreasing the risk of cardiovascular disease, we're also decreasing the risk of the morbidity and mortalities that are associated with this killer. Decreased risk of cardiovascular disease can, in part, be achieved by adherence to modifiable lifestyle choices. Some of these modifiable choices are emphasized in documents like the 2010 Dietary Guidelines for Americans. So, for example, in the dietary guidelines, we have heart-healthy nutrients that people should eat as part of a wholesome diet. For example, we have every day you should eat no more than 300 milligrams of cholesterol. Sodium intake should be less than 2,300 milligrams per day. Fiber intake for females should be greater than 25 grams, greater than 38 for males. Total fat should be less than 30% of total calories, and saturated fat should be less than 10% of total calories. Another modifiable lifestyle choice should be the amount of physical activity that people do. So, for example, if you are just doing a lot of physical activity, you should maintain that amount. If you're doing less, you should increase it. The goal is for improved cardiovascular fitness, which has been shown to decrease overall morbidity and mortality. There have been a few studies performed on cardiovascular fitness in occupational groups. A recent study by somebody in the research group at the University of Miami, named Dr. John Lewis, he looked at 40 occupational groups using the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, or NHANES data, and he found that of all the U.S. workers, 16% were in the low cardiovascular fitness category, 36 in the moderate, and almost half were in the high cardiovascular fitness category, with the greatest percentage of workers in the lower cardiovascular fitness coming from sales workers, administrative support, and food preparers when compared to the other workers. There was also an earlier study performed on U.S. women employees, and this was a fitness measurement using average VO2 max. So in this study by Wilbur, professors, so if any professors in here should be really happy because professors had the highest VO2 max of all the U.S. employees. But don't do cartwheels and jumping jacks yet, because when you look below, it says that 40% of these professors were still categorized with a below average cardiovascular fitness level. So it's not all good news for professors. Below professors were registered nurses and nursing assistants, and below that were telephone personnel, just to give you a little sample of what was in that study. There were also a few studies performed on nutrient intakes in occupational groups. So again, our group just recently, it's in press now, Diana Kachan has looked at 4 occupational groups and nutrient intakes between them and found that dietary intake levels were below recommendations for several of the macro and micronutrients, but most disturbing was the level of fiber intake. It was very, very low, well below recommendations. However, no study has looked at the relationship between nutrient intake, specifically heart-healthy nutrient intake, and cardiovascular fitness among occupational groups. So the objective of this study was to compare heart-healthy nutrient intake among 4 occupational groups categorized into low, moderate, and high cardiovascular fitness, and 2, to determine if workers consuming a heart-healthy diet were more likely to be in the higher cardiovascular group than those not consuming this diet. So the methods These data were obtained from the 1999-2004 National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, or NHANES survey. It's a national survey, representative sample of the U.S. non-institutionalized civilian population, uses a complex, stratified, multi-stage probability sampling design. The measures in this study were cardiovascular fitness, and it was VO2 max specifically that was measured in. It's measured in volume per time, which is really milliliters per kilogram per minute. And it's really the measure of the ability of an individual to transport and utilize oxygen in the body. It's a measure of aerobic capacity, and it's a reflection of physical fitness. Pretty much the individuals have an incremental increase in their exercise routine rapidly, so they don't fatigue until they reach their maximum capacity, and it's sex and age accounted for in this measure. NHANES uses estimated VO2 max, categorized based on cut points from a previous study called the Aerobic Center Longitudinal Study, or ACLS. These cut points then are considered as low levels of cardiovascular fitness, or CVF, with estimated VO2 max below the 20th percentile of the ACLS study. And the moderate levels were between the 20th and 59th percentile, and high levels were defined as greater than or equal to the 60th percentile. Then individuals were categorized into the four occupational groups in the study, which were white collar, blue collar, farm, and service workers, based on self-report of employment for the week prior to this NHANES assessment. The other measure in this study was dietary intake, which we used to get through the 24-hour dietary recall, collected the day before the individual comes to the mobile examination center. It's self-reported, and there's this amazing software package that calculates all of these nutrients, if you're not familiar with NHANES. And these are some of the nutrients in there that are heart healthy: total fat, cholesterol, sodium, fiber, saturated fat. But there's a detailed explanation on the CDC website in the NHANES category. So the eligibility criteria were individuals between 19 and 49 years of age, who the response was coded as reliable. They were not fasting during the 24-hour dietary period. Exclusion criteria, physical limitations, and irregular heart rate. Statistical analyses, we combined, we merged 3 2-year cycles of NHANES. We used survey-adjusted nutrient means. They were calculated and further adjusted for age, BMI, sex, education, race, ethnicity, and smoking. We used survey-adjusted logistic regression to compute adjusted odds ratios, 95% confidence intervals for high cardiovascular fitness, and collapsed the low and moderate cardiovascular fitness into one other group for all heart-healthy nutrients. And then this analysis was approved by the University of Miami IRB for human subjects. So a little bit about the characteristics of the participants. You can see the white-collar service farm worker and blue-collar on the top. Clearly, the white-collar workers were the highest amount of workers. Farm workers had the lowest sample. And then these are just the some information about the age range, the mean, and the standard error, and the BMI. And that BMI puts these workers in the overweight category, at least in the for overall average. Excuse me. The categorical variables we looked at were sex. So for the farm and blue-collar workers, the majority were males, but there were slightly more females in the white-collar and service workers. Majority of white-collar workers were highly educated or greater than high school educated, whereas the high school graduates and less than high school were more likely to be farm workers or blue-collar workers. Majority of the sample were non-Hispanic whites. The majority of the sample were not smokers, but if they were smokers, they were more likely to be farm workers or blue-collar workers. And the fitness level, like the study by Dr. Lewis that I previously mentioned, were around the 50% mark, had the high cardiovascular fitness level. So I found similar things. One interesting note about this was in the farm workers, which really we don't get a lot of data on farm workers because this is such a small sample size. So just an interesting little note that they had the lowest percent in the low cardiovascular fitness category, and that he had the highest percent and the highest cardiovascular fitness category. So that was just an interesting little piece of information. So let me just explain to you this little graph, because I have four of them with four variables, so you're not just looking at, you know, colorful bars. So on the y-axis are the four occupational groups: white collar, service, farm, and blue collar. Each of these groups has three bars coming across. The green is the high cardiovascular fitness. The one below that in the middle for each is moderate. And the one underneath, or the purple colored one, is the low cardiovascular fitness. So this graph here is about calories. So I'm going to put letters up to show you statistical significance. And these would be statistically significant at p minus 0.05. I don't have the exact p values, but they were all below 0.05. So for white collar workers, in the highest cardiovascular fitness group, they consume the most calories. They consume more calories than the moderate and the low cardiovascular fitness group. But in the service and the farm and in the blue collar workers, regardless of their fitness level, they all consumed about the same amount of calories. For sodium, the first thing to notice is how much sodium these individuals are eating, which is remarkable. So it's remarkable, but I'm not that surprised, because it's very similar in the general population. But if you look, and remember, less than 2,300 milligrams is the recommendation, just look at the 3,000 milligram level or 3 gram level, everybody's above that. And so there's a lot of sodium intake in these workers. So in terms of the differences between them, again, in white-collar workers, those in the higher cardiovascular fitness level were taking in, and moderate cardiovascular fitness level, were taking in more sodium than those in the lower cardiovascular fitness level. And again, service workers, regardless of their fitness level, took the same amount of sodium, farm workers the same, and blue collars the same. The next nutrient that I want to look at is fiber. So for fiber, the white-collar workers had, in the high cardiovascular fitness group, were taking in the most fiber. But look at the fiber levels. They're hovering, they're trying to get over 16 grams. And if you recall, greater than 25 in females, greater than 38 in males. So this is consistent with another study by Diana Kachan, who did the nutrient study. She found very low and disturbingly low fiber intake. So this is, you know, again, even though the white collar workers were taking in the most, it's still very low. They were taking in more than moderate cardiovascular fitness, and they were taking more than low cardiovascular fitness. Service workers, no matter what their fitness level, they were taking the same fiber intake. Farm workers that were in the higher cardiovascular fitness level were taking in more than both moderate and low. And blue-collar workers took in the same amount of fiber regardless of their fitness level. The last nutrient that I want to show you is the cholesterol nutrient, and it follows a similar pattern with white-collar workers in the high and moderate taking in more cholesterol than the ones that are in the low cardiovascular fitness. And again, service, farm workers, and blue-collar workers, regardless of their fitness level, were taking in about the same amount of cholesterol on average. So then, moving along to the odds ratios, white-collar workers consuming recommended fiber. So there were some white-collar workers that were consuming recommended fiber, were more likely to be in the high cardiovascular fitness group than those consuming below recommendations. And the adjusted OR was 1.73, and it was significant. So there is a positive relationship between fiber and fitness, but for white-collar workers only. And the literature does support this. There's a healthy lifestyle behavior that's known in the literature, where fruits and vegetable intake and physical activity are positively associated. So this is supported in the literature. You can look at the other workers, and they do show a trend in the same direction, although they weren't significant. And the other nutrient that I want to show you is total fat. White-collar workers consuming the recommended fat were more likely to be in the high cardiovascular fitness group than those consuming below recommendations. Adjusted OR was 1.4. So white-collar workers in higher cardiovascular group may have been consuming higher calories. Those calories may not have been coming from fat. They may have been coming from other things like protein, or or carbohydrates, which both of those were higher on average. The relationship between fat intake and fitness seen in white-collar workers should be explored further in future research. Limitations of this study is that, as any secondary data set, cause and effect cannot be known due to the nature of the study as cross-sectional. Sample size, especially for farmers, were limiting in terms of uncovering relationships. I couldn't get all the heart-healthy nutrients I really wanted. I'd have to do benchwork science for that. And I only have one day of nutrient data, which isn't really indicative of usual dietary intake. In conclusion, the mean levels for most nutrients did not meet recommendations. So having a higher cardiovascular fitness level does not necessarily mean that workers eat a heart-healthy diet. And for fiber and fat, following versus not following nutrient recommendations increased the likelihood that white-collar workers would be in the high cardiovascular fitness level. This phenomenon was not proven for the other worker groups, possibly due to sample size limitation, or maybe there just isn't a relationship. But future research, something that seems really interesting to me, is to look at heart-healthy nutrient intake and an association with perhaps blood levels, like blood lipid levels in workers. So for example, dietary cholesterol and blood cholesterol. So I'm leaving you with a little, since I'm last, I have the pressure to make a little funny, dark joke. So this little cartoon says, the doctor's looking at this overweight patient, probably not fit, and he says, what fits your busy schedule better, exercising 1 hour a day or being dead 24 hours a day? And I'll leave you with that, if there are any questions.